trying to handle the truth.
Happy Friday, everybody. I hope the weather's nice where you're at. It's awesome up here. No humidity. It's in the 80s. Supposed to be up in the 90s. Beautiful day. Got a lot accomplished today. Mowed the lawn. Did some painting. Little other few odds and ends here and there. I like that accomplishment feeling. And hopefully, I'll get that feeling after the show today. In fact, I know I will. We got some great guests today, folks. We got Captain Field McConnell, who was a pilot, commercial airliner pilot, now retired. He's coming out and saying that what we were told happened on 9/11 simply is not possible. And, of course, it's not. And so we'll be discussing that. He's got a lot of interesting things to say about that, how, you know, for example, the intercepts should have been able to not only stop Flight 77 from hitting its target, but the two planes that hit the towers as well. There's no excuse for that having happened, guys, no matter how you look at it, aside from any government complicity, even if that wasn't the case, and of course it is, but even if it wasn't the case, you know, to say that it's incompetence, I mean, that's just ridiculous. It goes way beyond incompetence. You have to conclude that they at least wanted this to happen. If you absolutely refuse, you're still in fairy tale land, and you refuse to believe the government did it, fine. But you have to consent to the fact that they let it happen because they wanted it to happen. You can't possibly write this off as incompetence. There's just no way. So that's still criminal activity, isn't it? That's still grounds for impeachment and trial before a grand jury. You can't get around it. You know, to me, it doesn't even matter. Okay, they didn't do it, fine. But they wanted it to happen and they let it happen. Their hands are still stained with blood. So why are these scoundrels still in office, and why are the sellout trash in Congress sitting back and rolling the red carpet out for them to seize more power, giving them more legislation that enables them to emerge as absolute dictators? I'm telling you, folks, we need a total and complete house cleaning. So anyway, we got him on, and we're also going to have Dave Hawkins, another guy who has done a lot of research regarding insider trading and all kinds of profiteering that has gone on leading up to and continuing thereafter the day of the attack. So we're going to have both of them on together. It should be very, very interesting. Before I introduce them, though, let me go through a few quick announcements. Once again, a reminder, we're still running the pledge drive here, folks, at RBN. So anything you can contribute would be much appreciated. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719. Again, 800-724-2719, extension 115. And also, you can donate by going to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate through PayPal. Or you can send your check or money order to RBN, 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, folks, to keep this great programming on the air, we can really use some help. Like everybody else, you know, there's bills here at RBN, and to pay them, we depend heavily on our viewers' contributions, so appreciate that. And a reminder, you can go and get four of my books. I'm still working on editing to get more of them up. I got 20. Eventually, I'll get them all up there one day or another. But I've got four of them up already on lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And you can just go there and find my works. Be easiest just to type my name in, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. No, I'm not related to Rudy. And you'll see my Piercing the Fog at 9/11, New World Disorder, along with a couple others. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Captain Phil McConnell and David Hawkins.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock...
We seem to be having some Skype trouble here at RBN again. I'm kind of... There's some breaking up going on here. Hopefully, I don't know, we might have to go through the phone lines here if this is going to persist. Anyway, folks, assuming you can hear me, let me introduce our guests for today. Again, this is Truth Hurts Radio. I'm your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Captain Field McConnell, former commercial airline pilot, who's come out and said that what we were told happened on 9/11 just doesn't make sense. It could not have played out that way unless there was some government complicity involved. And then we got David Hawkins, who has done an extensive research showing the just outrageous, scandalous, multi-billion, yay, multi-guests. Welcome, Captain McConnell and David Hawkins. Great to have you on.
Hello, Charles. Glad to be with you.
Hey, Charles. Nice to be with you.
Boy, I tell you, there's so much we can talk about, and 2 hours, believe it or not, goes by really quick, especially with, you know, commercial breaks. We have callers that call in from time to time, so a lot of ground to cover. I guess we could start first, Dave, with having you give a brief rundown. I know it's hard to make it brief, but to just discuss a little bit about the profiteering that has been going on. Even the Clintons have gotten in on this.
Thank you, Charles. The giveaway, I think, to identify the perpetrators of 911 is the name they gave to the war game or the parent war game that was running on that day, and that was called the Global Guardian. And I think, actually, that's a name given by the perpetrators to describe themselves, so it's a little sort of pat on the back. And essentially, the Global Guardian staged a major, what is known as a catastrophe bond fraud on the American people and the airline industry on 911, because I believe in each case we find a pattern both in the targeted buildings and the individuals killed and the hulls on planes that were destroyed. In each case, immediately prior, or at least up to a year before these assets were destroyed, there was a major adjustment in the insurance policy on the target. And, in fact, the people who bought insurance on those targets doubled their money on 9/11. And that, in a nutshell, is what it was. Forget the politics. Forget Osama bin Laden. He was a hired assassin. I don't say he didn't exist. Saddam Hussein was involved. But, again, these people were mercenaries, and they were hired as false flags to execute an insurance fraud. End of story.
Do you have a handle on roughly how much funds were being accumulated from this? I mean, is it in the billions or is it in the trillions?
It's in the trillions, Charles, and the assets, the building assets, the World Trade Centers 1, 2, and the others, and particularly building number 7, and the Pentagon, and the people who were killed in terms of life insurance frauds and so on, that's around $300 billion. But the really big money was made when they were long in New York and short in Chicago, because what they figured, and one of the guys we might address during this interview is Maurice Strong, the Canadian financier and the clown behind the UN Oil for Food program. He said back in 1990, the way to destroy the rich industrialized countries is to take a position in the global commodity markets and stock markets and hire mercenaries and cause a panic. And what he's really describing is a hedge fund fraud, so that in Chicago, if you were short on the shares of companies on the New York Stock Exchange and you knew that the planes were going to fly in the building and the stock exchange was going to be closed for 4 days, we estimate they made around $1.2 trillion of profit in Chicago as the stock market collapsed in New York.
Now, Captain McConnell, you were a pilot for which airline is it?
Well, I started my career with North Central, which got merged into Republic, which got merged into Northwest Airlines. So in the period 1978 through 2007, I effectively had one job. But the it's like you had one car and you paint it three different colors. And that's what's been going on in the airline industry, a lot of consolidation. So to answer your question most efficiently, Northwest Airlines.
Okay, yeah, that goes on with a lot of businesses, doesn't it? One eats up another and merges. And it's
yeah, and it's going on today. Circus. You can watch U.S. Air was trying to gobble up Delta, and that got halted somehow. But there's been a lot of consolidation, and there's been a lot of transfer of wealth within the airline business. And, in fact, on yesterday's front page, perhaps in New York, certainly in Minneapolis, the headline, I'm looking at it right now, Northwest deflects new financial muscle. And the new financial muscle is born of large pay cuts laid on the back of labor, simultaneous to the large transfers of money. In the case of this particular airline, the 400 top managers are splitting a $297 million bonus for the more efficient Northwest Airlines. But more efficient sounds real good to people that are not airline employees. What it sounds like to the employees themselves is 40% pay cuts.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, it's criminal, and I'm not picking on any particular airline. As David can tell you better than me, because maybe I'm a little bit too close and I'm in the forest, so I see these trees all around me and don't recognize deciduous from evergreens, whereas David is not an airline employee or airline retiree. He sees it more in a clinical and financial situation, but I don't fault the airline managements. These people are in a position where if they don't do what they're dictated to do by the what I will characterize as the global guardians, they simply cease to exist. It's in Spanish, they have a phrase, I think it's plata or David can fill it in, but it's basically silver or lead. You either take the bribe and do what we want you to do, or we'll fill you full of lead and you'll be dead.
Yeah, the shots are called from up top. Well, I mean, that's how everything works today, you know, politics.
Yeah, we're not talking just quality shots. We're talking actually real bullets. I mean, the guys who stood in the way of the Global Guardians on 911 were killed.
Yeah, they actually run a murder-for-hire network, and we have what we consider very good documentation going back to the early 70s, at least, and it was coincident to the development of the RICO statutes, which were designed to cut down on corrupt activity with organizations, and the organizations just moved north. I think they're the people that used to infest New York City, perhaps now they infest Montreal and other portions of the French-speaking part of Canada, and I think a lot of Americans would be surprised to learn that, but certainly you know that, Charles, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're on the East Coast.
Who were you referring to, David, specifically when you said people have been killed?
Well, on 9/11, we know approximately 3,000 people died. The majority were Americans, but were citizens from all over the world. I believe the 24 or 28 Canadians. But you see, the way these people function, of course, they like to mask the murder of a high-value target by a lot of collateral damage. And people haven't understood that there were two really high-value targets killed, murdered on 9/11, one in the top of the North Tower and one in the Pentagon in Wedge 1. And at the top of the North Tower, well, floors 101 to 106, there was the world's largest broker in sovereign debt by the name of Cantor Fitzgerald. It had a number of subsidiaries. One was eSpeed. The other, which is particularly germane to this and the Al Gore scam in Kyoto, was a company called CO2E.com, that is carbondioxidetrading.com. And the founder of that organization was a man by the name of Carlton Bartels. And Carlton Bartels and the 651 colleagues that were murdered on 9/11 in that building, they had discovered something truly dramatic, that actually the value of a carbon credit was zero because people had woken up around the world to the fact that carbon dioxide is a gift from God, if you will. It's part of the natural process that's absolutely fundamental to life. And these clowns, the Global Guardians, had decided that if they could persuade people or trick people into paying them $50 a ton for the right to breathe carbon dioxide at some future date, they were going to make huge profits that would make Al Capone look like pocket money.
Well, you know, we could add to that list DeMartini. He was the on-site construction manager who actually said about 8 months before 9/11 that there's no, you know, that those towers were designed to withstand the impact of commercial airliners. We could add John O'Neill, who was an FBI official that got fired, basically. He got forced out because he knew about, you know, he had prior knowledge. He was trying to warn about it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm just coming back to the real high-value target from the Global Guardian's point of view. There was an obstacle mm-hmm. to the monopoly trade in carbon credits globally, yeah, where they could make an infinite amount of profit by flogging carbon dioxide credits at $50 a ton, where they could get them from a friendly or corrupt government for nothing. So the profit margins on carbon trading, a la Al Gore and his friend David Blood, incidentally they call his company name Blood and Gore, it's actually Generation Investment, are absolutely huge, but Carlton Bartels was in the way. So they did a little research with some bogus war games in the North Tower on the 4th of June of 2001, and they found out whether Carlton Bartels and his colleagues were ready to jump ship and help them sell to a gullible public that carbon dioxide needed to be controlled, otherwise the world would flood and the polar bears would starve to death. And my research indicates that Carlton Bartels told them to take a hike, and a bunch of his colleagues, right? So they had to be killed, right? So they flew Flight 11. It hit the North Tower between the 89th and 99th floor. And Charles, no one survived in the above the point of impact. All 652 people in the Cantor Fitzgerald office were killed. And this is one symptom of a very effective global murder-for-hire network. The other,
another case for remote control, making sure they hit the right floor. I tell you what, hold that thought. When we get back, we're going to go into some very more, much more interesting detail on this, folks. Stick with us.
Lose the love I knew, safely lead me through.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Welcome back to True Threats Radio. I'm your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Captain Field McConnell and David Hopkins on as our guest. So, wouldn't you say that this is a good case for remote control being used to fly the planes? I mean, there's other evidence of that, too. But for them to hit those floors like that and block off key people from escaping, too coincidental.
Charles, you haven't heard anything yet because the precision demonstrated at the Pentagon is, from my perspective as a pilot, even greater because...
I absolutely want to get your perspective, but before we even jump into that, what do you think about the so-called Flight 175 that hit the South Tower? That underwent a very difficult maneuver too, didn't it? I mean, it kind of banked. It almost missed the tower, apparently. They said that there was a gust of wind. You know, it just hit the corner. It almost missed it entirely. Isn't that kind of a difficult maneuver? I mean, the plane was tilted quite a bit at a sharp angle there.
It's difficult for a human pilot. It's impossible for a low-time hijacker such as these, what I would call patsies, the Muslims, were stuck in there only as a convenient scapegoat because the airplanes were then further, the aircraft that had the Muslim terrorist and the passengers and crew were further hijacked electronically through the QRS-11 gyroscope and some other additions, illegally performed by Boeing Corporation, for which they paid a $615 million fine to the Department of Justice in 2006. But having said that, some of the flying performed on 9/11, such as the final moments of Flight 93 over Shanksville, they simply could not have been flown by human pilots. And as a human pilot, I think I'm qualified to make that statement, whether the FBI and the airlines like hearing it or not.
Are you talking about how it flew upside down?
Yeah, 93 was reported by eyewitnesses, plural, not just a single eyewitness, but numerous ones in the Shanksville, New Baltimore area, and they saw Flight 93, which was a 757, inverted, and it was maintaining, it was flying straight ahead, very low, treetop level, inverted, and that simply cannot be done by a human.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I saw several of those accounts.
Yeah. And Charles, if I could... Go ahead.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to point out again about those high-value targets. I mentioned Carlton Bartels, and picking up on the Pentagon, there was an extraordinarily high-value target inside the Pentagon. And what the media is spinning us towards is thinking that Wedge 1 was an area under construction. Well, as a matter of fact, the high-value target that was taken out in the Pentagon is a man by the name of Captain Gerald DeConto, and he was the duty officer of the U.S. Naval Command Center that would appear to be the command center for the blue team side of the Global Guardian War Games. So they didn't just hit an area under construction in the Pentagon. They took out the command center for the blue team response to the red team attack from Canada during the war game. And by taking out the U.S. Naval Command Center, they ruptured and broke the connection between the President of the United States, George Bush, who was reading a goat story, and U.S. naval assets around the world. Now, the guy who was flying that plane allegedly was a low-time pilot, as Field points out. He executed a maneuver in three dimensions using a triaxial missile gyroscope called the QRS-11. He took out a strategic command asset of the United States, and I think that was the prequel, the preamble, to an attempted coup, except that Flight 93 was delayed by 41 minutes. It didn't take out the Capitol building, so it didn't kill hundreds of congressmen and senators who are now terrified.
It didn't go.
And, right, so there you have the two targets. You have Carlton Bartels was removed with 651 of his colleagues, which eliminated competition to the global monopoly in carbon credit trading promoted by George Bush and, Al Gore and his friends. And Captain Gerald DeConto was killed, eliminating the U.S. Naval Command, and it links to naval assets around the world. So for a brief moment, well, I'd say an hour or 2 hours, America was decapitated.
You know, and it makes you wonder, these kiss-up fools in Congress. Here they are giving, you know, on the silver platter, handing Bush whatever he wants, passing his legislation to seize power. They would have been killed that day if things went according to plan. Bush hadn't.
You got it, Charles. You see, they're terrified because what we're looking at, all the people who would take us into the area of terrorism and international imperialism and all the rest, and America came, called this upon itself, we're not looking at the fundamental answer, which is you have embedded inside the American government and the Canadian government a extremely effective racketeering influenced and corrupt organization that uses murder for hire in order to extort industries. And right now, the international airline industry is extorted and totally controlled by a racketeering-influenced, corrupt organization that we call the Global Guardians.
You know, my tendency was to think they have something on them, something they can bribe them with that's keeping them compliant. But no, I think you're right. I think they got them in fear.
You've got them. Plus, now, when those catastrophe bond frauds were executed... Sorry?
We're kind of breaking up here. I hope... I don't know if that's a problem on our end, or... You're not on a cell phone, are you, Dave?
No, I'm on a landline. They're probably jamming us, Charles.
I'm on a landline, too, Charles, and I would not be surprised if what David said is not accurate, because we've been doing radio interviews in... That's a compliment to you, Charles. They being the people who don't like our message, are probably toying with your technology.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
All right, guys, we're back here on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I think we've resolved our sound trouble there. Once in a while, Skype likes to give me a hard time, and conveniently, it's always when I have important guests on. Isn't that another coincidence? Anyway, yeah, we were talking before the break. I wanted to ask Captain McConnell, you know, what do you personally think it was that that hit the Pentagon? Obviously, it could not possibly have been a commercial airline that underwent that turn, not only because the pilot couldn't have flown that way, he was a lousy pilot, so says the 9/11 Commission itself, but a commercial airliner couldn't even withstand that kind of G-force, could it?
No, it couldn't. In fact, that you can go to a lot of different websites and find the particulars of the maneuver, but in a nutshell, it crossed the Pentagon at 7,000 feet, then did a very tight descending right-hand 270-degree turn, and in order to do that, it would have exceeded the G-loading potential, and what G-loading means is 1G is the effective gravity the gravity that applies to not only to humans walking, assuming they're walking on the Earth, or the aircraft as it's flying in controlled flight, it's operating at 1G. In order to generate the type of turn that was necessary to do the 270-degree turn in the descent from 7,000 to 15 feet, it would have exceeded 2.5 Gs, and 2.5 Gs is typically the G-loading limit on a commercial airliner or a transport category aircraft, and no one needs to take my word on that. You could go to Google and search G-loading 757, and if it's not 2.5, I'd be surprised. But whatever it was, it's certainly less than what would be required to do that turn, which I would estimate to be a minimum of 4 Gs. And 4Gs is not difficult for pilots that have flown fighter or attack-type airplanes, but even very highly experienced transport pilots or tank or bomber pilots in the military, they're not required to fly more than a G and a half or two Gs. And so when you start loading up airplanes with Gs, it's exponential, it's not just simple addition of 4Gs being three more than one. It's probably the effect is nine, and the effect is noticed not only in the response from your body, but your ability to process information as your eyeballs and your semicircular canals in your ears are telling your brain different things. It can be confusing to people that are not used to pulling Gs and generating
the pilot would have passed out, wouldn't he?
At 4Gs, a pilot would start to gray out. And what I mean by gray out is, and it works just this way. As you start to lose consciousness, the first thing you lose is your vision. And when you're in a fighter-type airplane, if you don't have a G-suit plugged in or a G-suit being worn, you can actually modulate a turn by loading up the airplane. In other words, pulling back stick. You can pull back stick until your vision starts to fade, and you can actually turn your own lights out, and you can modulate it with the G loading of the airplane. Now, more modern fighters like F-16s, F-15s, and F-18s, those types of fighters, they routinely operate, like I flew F-16s, and we could pull 9Gs and stay conscious. But we did that because of the combination of a G-suit and what they called a G1 maneuver, which is just the tightening of your abdominal muscles and flexing your legs, and it forces the blood back up to your head. And the only reason you need blood in your head is so your brain and your eyes operate. If you don't have a brain and you don't have eyes, you can't fly that turn into the Pentagon. And by the way, that turn
into the Pentagon. Well, I don't think neocons have brains, so maybe it was a neocon piloting the plane.
Yeah, no, and you won't find too many political comments from either David and I, because we find that when you start to think as a politician, you start to not think. We try to deal with facts, hard and cold facts, and the facts are simply that turn that was generated over the Pentagon was flown by an aircraft that was either not a transport category aircraft, or if it was, and I don't believe it was, it would have had to been modified. And just to stimulate a little conversation, I think that anybody who's good with a computer can find that Raytheon Corporation did some rather dramatic modifications to a retired Navy A-3 Sky Warrior at Fort Collins, Loveland, Colorado. And if you want to picture what might have hit the Pentagon, I'd say start with a bunker buster fired from an A-3 Sky Warrior and then connect the dots. But why don't I turn it over to David and let him...
Actually, I wanted to ask you one more question, then we'll go to Dave.
Okay.
There's also the problem of people like Jim Fetzer have brought this out. A 757 would produce a tremendous amount of air pressure, wouldn't it, coming in, that it couldn't even probably get close to the ground like that?
Yeah, what he's talking about from a scientific standpoint, I'll talk like a blue-collar pilot like I used to be before I stepped down, because I could not have my knowledge and yet fly airplanes legally. So that's a real easy decision. I just retired. But what you're talking about is called ground effect, and what that is, as the aircraft gets lower and lower to the ground, it actually forms a cushion of air that is very difficult to penetrate. And that's very, very simple for pilots to understand. And because you cannot see air, typically air is clear, it's difficult for people that have not flown airplanes to understand this, but it's very similar to a boat on the water. The boat moves through the water and doesn't sink into the water. And, as a child of three, you wonder how come the boat doesn't sink, because, like, an aircraft carrier is rather heavy. But what you're doing is you're displacing a similar volume, a similar weight of water. And
right.
The same is true of air. Air is a gas as opposed to a liquid. But you're actually putting a cushion of air down there that's being compressed.
Buoyancy,
buoyancy. That's right. And that's why I would agree with Fetzer on this, that it would be very difficult for a human pilot to be flying something going 540 miles an hour 15 feet above the ground if they had not done it a lot and practiced it a lot. And there is no airline pilot in the free world that has flown a transport category airplane at 15 feet above the ground a lot. Probably there's none, zero. But if,
going almost 500 miles an hour at that.
It was going 540 miles an hour. And so what we're talking about is impossible. And when I say impossible, I'm not trying to blow my own horn, but if you go to the Captain Sherlock or Hawk's Cafe website, you'll see a demonstration of some very low high-performance flying, which was actually illegal, but it's still videotaped, and I'm not throwing that out there as an accomplishment or a feat. I just want to establish what I would think is my ability to speak with authority on the demands of low-altitude, high-performance flying, and what you'll see at those websites, or you can Google it with my name and F4 air refueling, is you'll see an F4 being air refueled with the tanker at 180 feet above the ground, and it's videotaped for the world to see. And that's what the only point being, if I tell you and if I suggest you that it's virtually impossible that a 757 could be flown 15 feet above the ground, I really know what I'm talking about, and it really is impossible. So, as Sherlock Holmes would say, once you rule out the impossible, what you have left, improbable as it is, has to be the truth. And so if you rule out a 757 hitting the Pentagon, and if you rule out a human pilot flying Flight 175 into the tower, then if it's not a human pilot, you know, what was it? And once we find out what it was, we can find out who did it. And I think David and I have pretty much got those answers, and they're free at Hawk's Cafe on the website.
Well, I think Osama was in his cave utilizing the remote control, and he had a contract deal with the satellites. Transmitting the signal.
There may be more truth to what you're saying, but I think that Osama and Saddam are a couple of foils that are used to distract the intense interest of we Americans and Western Europeans, certainly, and perhaps people all around the globe. But if you want to find a provider of technology in the attacks of 9/11, I think that you will find a vast majority of it comes right out of Quebec in Canada.
Very interesting.
Not Afghanistan and not Iraq.
Which, of course, is where Dave comes in. By the way, Dave, I'm sure you remember this. Shortly after 9/11, Bush awarded, it was either $15 or $16 billion, one of these corporate welfare package giveaway plans. And one of the reasons he said that, you know, was because of failures of 9/11 and, you know, losses that they were taking, which is ridiculous because Boeing, of course, was suffering from mismanagement, Enron-type mismanagement, long before 9/11. Boeing, of course, gave a lot of money to Bush for his campaign. This was his little payback time. But he said that he was concerned that he didn't want any layoffs. So he gave that, you know, $15 or $16 billion. Now that, like, he's concerned about stopping layoffs. He's been rewarding companies to send jobs overseas by the millions. I can't believe that people let this guy get away with this stuff. But that's only the tip of the iceberg, isn't it, that $15, $16 billion? That's nothing.
Oh, yes, it is, and it's not relevant to the analysis of what hit the Pentagon. You see, I agree with Field. I think we must be very careful about pointing at the people that, for various reasons, we don't like politically. I think we're dealing with Murder One, except what they did by the use of what are known as ultra-high temperature accelerants, or short term for that is incendiaries. In many cases, they vaporized the evidence of Murder One. They sent people in to take away the evidence, and technically that's called spoliation. So we can't prove Murder One, and the best we can do is go for wrongful death. So what Field and I are doing through a court case that's been filed in Fargo, North Dakota, on the 1st of May, actually that's interesting because it's May Day for pilots, is we're going after the Global Guardians. We've got 120 defendants. They happen to include the Clintons and George Bush Sr. as a member of the Carlyle Group. But we're not looking at them as political targets. I mean, we're looking at them as, are they associated with a murder-for-hire network that has continuity under the RICO legislation of the United States? And we can demonstrate that. So what Bush did subsequent in terms of giving contracts or whatever is not relevant to proving murder for hire.
Right. You got to hit them whatever way you can with the most effective.
Yeah, and I want to add that your namesake, Rudy Giuliani, is also a defendant, as are Hillary and Bill Clinton and Al Gore. So it's both parties, but when you talk about both parties, what you really need to understand is there's no such thing as two parties.
Yeah, exactly.
For the vast majority of Americans, they still languish in this political nowhere land that they think that their choice is between an R or a D. And there's no choices. We're about ready to see a new candidate on the surface, I believe. In the next 2 weeks, we'll see a new presidential candidate posing as a Republican who might just be parachuted in to try to stave off the rampant popularity of Ron Paul. And the major media doesn't like the fact that Ron Paul is so universally sought after. He has a lot of good messages, and they're all over Google. In fact, I think Ron Paul, a 71-year-old congressman from Texas, is the number one Google search word. And, you know, in our country, when a 71-year-old congressman can outproduce Paris Hilton, for people with, yeah, I mean, there's got to be something there.
It's tremendous. People aren't falling for it anymore. They know the little hand-picked puppets are not operating in their interest, and they're not paying attention to them, and they are scrambling desperately. They know they're losing ground.
Well, the Internet's going to change everything in 2007 and 2008. And actually, Charles, David and I wouldn't solicit your input, but there's talk of a virtual campaign for vice president for someone who may be a member of Hawks Cafe to run a virtual campaign, take advantage of the power of the Internet, to develop a platform and to run as a vice presidential candidate, which at first blush sounds like a crazy idea for two reasons. Number one, you've probably never heard of anybody running for vice president that's not attached to a president. And number two, right. Nobody's ever run a campaign for free. But you can run a campaign for free. And, you know, there may be a virtual candidate for vice president here that emerges not too far behind Fred Thompson, who is the law and order guy, who I believe, and maybe he's announced already, but if he has not announced already, I believe that within the next 2 weeks he will.
Yeah, well, you know, while we're on that subject, why don't you guys plug your website? I know you have your DVD, too, that I wanted people to know about.
Yes, the DVD is called Captain Sherlock Solves 9/11, and it sounds rather childish, but see, David Hawkins, who's a brilliant scholar, that's me talking, not him, he'd say he's a disembodied brain. However, his mental capacity is such that sometimes it's like a fire hose, and so when people go to Hawk's Cafe, they're exposed to a whole lot of truth, a whole lot of facts, a whole lot of connected dots, and a whole lot of intellectual energy, and it's overwhelming for some people. And frankly, and this is not a rehearsed script, David's never heard this out of my voice before, but I've seen other academics or other intellectuals that apparently have low self-esteem when they are either speaking of or speaking with David Hawkins. And I'll tell you what, none of us in America, none of us in the Commonwealth can stoop to having low self-esteem, because if anybody has a contribution to our cause, and our cause is simply protecting our liberties and protecting our way of life as members of the Commonwealth, and that's Australia, New Zealand, United Kingdom, India, Canada, and the U.S., I mean, we've got to take whatever energies we have, whether it's financial, whether it's intellectual, whether it's sweat, equity, labor. And that's why we have these two different websites. One's for Hawk's Cafe is very erudite, or one that caters to people with degrees or advanced degrees. And Captain Sherlock is one that caters to people that might think Paris Hilton is stimulating. But we're trying to, and we may come up with some other websites too. But for the time being, if people want to review our May Day lawsuit, which is Global Guardians, Hawk's Cafe versus Global Guardians, we're right out there in the public. It's apolitical, and saying apolitical and running for vice president seems to be talking out of both sides of your mouth. But if Captain Sherlock, for instance, and that's not me, even though people think I'm Captain Sherlock, there's 800 Captain Sherlocks at Hawk's Cafe. And Charles, we'd like to invite you to be number 801. It doesn't cost you anything to join us, and you certainly have a platform and a forum. And, you know, we solicit the input of good people from around the globe. And what I mean by around the globe, one of the people that I'm in contact with most often is a fellow who's a Briton. In other words, he's from the United Kingdom, England, but he lives in Turkey. And I'm getting daily updates from this guy, and there's a lot of deployed intelligence. And unfortunately, there's a lot of corrupt intelligence and counterintelligence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
most of it probably nowadays.
Yeah, well, I think so. I think most of it is corrupted. And I think in the case of the United States, our CIA and our FBI have been infiltrated with a minority of corrupt people. The majority of the people that work at the FBI and the CIA are probably very good, loyal Americans. Unfortunately, when you get a corrupt leadership, it doesn't matter how good the little foot soldiers are, if the guy calling the signals is working for the Canadians or working for Tamoye And Tomoye is a term.
I had Ray McGovern on the other day. He's, of course, a former CIA analyst, and, you know, he still has his connections in the CIA. And he says, yeah, they don't have a choice. They're basically told this is what you're to do. You know, they're not asked for intelligence. They're told what the intelligence is that they're supposed to present.
It's very similar to the media, which does not report the news. They create the news.
Mm.
Can I just jump in there? General Electric is very interesting because General Electric has a film studio called Universal. And Universal came out with this movie. It's really a piece of fiction, United 93.
What, Dave, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Our guests today are Captain Field McConnell and David Harkin. So just before the break, David, you were going to talk about something about Universal?
Yes, so Universal Studio, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of General Electric, produced a movie called United 93, where the National Operations Manager on the morning of 9/11, Ben Sliney, actually starred in this movie. And I believe, you know, that if you look at this, and Field's seen it, perhaps I'm rather stubborn, I refuse to see it, but what I understand from it is enough, I believe, to bring these people in under an obstruction of justice charge, because there's a key piece of information missing and still unexplained about United 93, which is a three-minute gap between when the voice cockpit recorder stopped and the impact of something that hit the ground near Baltimore 3 minutes later, which I believe was the second engine. And what Field and I have been looking at in the trajectory of this aircraft, or weapons platform, if you will, we believe they ignited embedded incendiaries on that Boeing, and we know from Boeing director Bain that there are explosives behind all the doors on Boeing commercial aircraft, which is an absolute violation of safety from BATF, which is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and the full name was explosives. So you have Boeing aircraft where the Boeing directors have admitted they've installed illegally missile gyroscopes inside the flight box and explosives behind the doors of all their passenger commercial aircraft and shipped them off to China, for part of which they paid a fine to the U.S. Department of Justice to drop its investigation. The total fine was $615 million, which is the biggest in corporate history. It was paid last year. It wasn't all related to the missile gyroscope or the explosives, but the fact remains is Boeing violated practically every law in the book. It sent weaponized passenger aircraft to China, where they became in the custody, we believe, of the Chinese People's Liberation Army. The Chinese can repaint those planes anywhere in the world in the colors of American Airlines and United. And that's the only possible explanation we have at a technical level for the peculiar trajectories executed by those planes on the morning of 9/11, because each of those maneuvers was beyond the capacity of a low-time pilot.
David, and I would say that the flying that I witnessed with my own eyes of the object that hit the second World Trade Center building, the tower, the aircraft that was allegedly United 175.
You were there in New York?
Excuse me?
You were there in New York?
No. But from all the film I've seen, networks.
Okay, I thought you said, yeah.
Yeah, but I just visually, on 9/11, as I was watching that thing, that flying object, and I'm stopping short of saying that was United 175, what the flying object reported to be United 175, which I believe was a droned E-10, which is a Boeing transport, had no windows, that's how we know. But the level of performance of the aircraft suggests to me visually that it could not have been an American, and I don't mean American Airlines, but a U.S. airline pilot could not have demonstrated that level of proficiency, because the aircraft appeared to be going about 350 knots, which would be called its VMO, or maximum operating speed. And it was a constant bank turn. It was not, there were no adjustments made to that turn. Yeah, which means it had to be technology, and it could not have been human. And so if it wasn't a human, what was it? It was QRS-11 gyro chip.
Exactly. And these monkeys couldn't even fly a Cessna. I tell you what, folks, stick with us. Short break. We'll be right back.